This is the Finding Business Happy podcast with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketVeep. This show is all about helping you to live your best life inside and outside of work as a leader in business. Because let's face it, what's important is finding your business happy. Today, we're talking about the data, all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, and what it really looks like when you have it all organized together. If we're all honest with each other, having that information at our fingertips helps give us peace of mind. Regardless of if it's good or bad, burying our head in the sand and not having a clear access to data sets really sets us up for heartaches, landmines, and plenty of stress. So being happy with your data makes way for happiness in other areas of your life and for your team and the business. So about 8 years ago, we had half of our clients using HubSpot and the other half not. It was a massive undertaking trying to determine where leads came from, what the close rates were, best performing channels, and activities that close deals faster. It felt like a giant game of Clue every single day. What we determined was the people that were using HubSpot had exponential growth. We could clearly see what was working and what wasn't and make that faster, more informed decision to get increased growth. We didn't have to connect the dots in Google Analytics, which left lots of gaps as to who the specific person, lead, or prospect was. And it felt like the arms and the legs were kind of like moving, but not in the same direction. And the activities were happening, but they weren't unified based on specific aggregated data. And so we made the decision to move everyone over to HubSpot and haven't looked back. All of our clients now are on HubSpot with at least one hub. So marketing, sales, service, ops, or CMS. And most of them have multiples of two or more hubs. So in order to be able to really get to that level of granularity in their reporting. And so the more that's connected, the better the data, the faster the decisions, the better the results. Some of the biggest learnings we've seen are that companies should avoid silos at all costs across the board. We have seen many clients come in and say, for example, they already have Salesforce in place and their sales team is actively using it. It's already been customized. It's fully adopted. And their biggest concern is disruption to revenue and sales process. And so our goal is never, ever to just move people into HubSpot. It's really taking a look at the whole ecosystem holistically. So if their Salesforce in this instance is working and their sales team is actively closing those deals and using automations, we don't want to disrupt that, but we do want to augment it. So by connecting their Salesforce into HubSpot in this instance, we can get clear reporting across the entire funnel and pipeline. In addition, we can support sales, right? We can help them significantly by nurturing campaigns and helping inform them of, you know, which leads have the greatest likelihood to close based on their engagement with marketing campaigns and automatically push that into Salesforce. And so the idea that the data is not needing to be manually exported or have a human analyze it not only saves time and energy, but leans into the machine learning capabilities and lets you really take advantage of that. So for example, by pushing this data into HubSpot from Salesforce, it's able to look at things like all closed deals, all engagements that have happened with contacts, all touch points, web page visits, email opens, blog visits, and so many hundreds and hundreds of other data points. And then says, of all the deals, here's a list of prospects who've had the greatest likelihood to close based on all of that historical data of your other closed deals. And this is what your other deals did leading up to the sale. And here's other prospects on that same path trajectory. And, you know, maybe that warrants a phone call, a follow-up email, a LinkedIn message, a case study send, you know, whatever that might look like. Every business is so very different in what they do with that information. But what's important is that we have the information, right? And then we can determine a cadence for improving that conversion. And this would be nearly impossible to do for, you know, for a human to be able to do this and analyze all these data points. Yet the system is really smart enough to serve up a dynamic list and automatically email it to the sales reps. I mean, it solves such a large problem and a significant part of a sales rep's day as to who is going to get that sale the fastest. and they don't have to mine for that data. And so if you're worried about systems only storing certain information, this is easily solved by looking at single or bidirectional syncing of the records in each system. Another example is we have people come to us that have been using HubSpot for years, which is great. We're so excited, but they still haven't connected all their systems. So they're using part of the tool. For example, they're running paid ads on LinkedIn, Google, Facebook. They have Google Analytics. They have Google Search Console. They have social media accounts on both personal and business. They have website forms, landing pages, yet none of them are connected in HubSpot. And so by plugging in all these systems into the one ecosystem, we can have dashboards by marketing channel and analyze fastest close rates, bumps in the funnel by channel, and even pick up new trends that otherwise would have been siloed in one platform, but now are clearly visible and can be utilized across systems. So when in doubt, connect everything always, period. You should never look back. Once you've been connected, it will change your life. So if you or someone you know is struggling to solve this, please share this episode and the resources and help save them some frustration. So let's talk about the other end of the spectrum that we see. People who have everything connected, hypothetically, but have no reporting or no dashboarding set up. And so they're still going into each platform or manually pulling the data each time they want to review it, or if leadership requests a report. And so it sounds silly and simple and super straightforward, but setting up reporting is one of the key pieces to making sure you have a clear trajectory towards your KPIs and knowing when to shift lanes, right? How do you know when it's time to change channel or when you should be changing those activities that you're doing? And on top of that, it saves man hours. We can have it living as a live dashboard and send those reports automatically. No more Excel sheets for reporting. No more multiple hours a week trying to compile and connect the dots. All done for you through the technology. And so for sales, some of the most common reports we recommend are for the overall company. So some of the ones that out of the gate that should be there are overall pipeline by deal stage, average length of time in a deal stage, closed one or lost reasons, closed revenue by rep, most engaged email templates and sequences so that you're really able to look at messaging that helps close those deals faster. And if you're part of a sales team, you know, looking at reporting by two segments, both individual reporting as well as overall team reporting. And so on the individual side, you know, it's really a great way for sales leadership to have one-on-one conversations about performance, areas of opportunity versus comparing solely across the team. Additional dashboarding and reports could be around notes by account. So at a glance, management can see all of the communication notes on where they left off, email and call volume, total booked meetings, and then meeting outcomes. And on the team side, you know, this is a nice way to see the 10,000 foot view. You know, we have clients who do this by a territory, geography, service or a product line, in some cases a BDR versus an AE or an account executive, where, you know, those sales processes are entirely different. And, you know, there's so many different ways to segment. The important thing here is to make sure there's clear visibility into the team's KPIs for monthly, quarterly, and annually. And finally, on the marketing side, the most common reports we recommend are the overall website traffic by source, contacts by persona volume, leads by channel, social platforms segmented by both personal accounts and company accounts, paid ads comparison by platform, blogs by total views, highest converting landing pages, and of course, email. So open rates, click rates, and where those have actually converted into deals. And, you know, needless to say, there's an endless amount of ways to cut and segment your data. Keep it simple. The key is that it is all in one place. So there are no data gaps. And that really does lead to peace of mind and that happiness in the data. The final piece I will share is that all connections and all data in the world does absolutely no one any good unless you have hard KPIs and goals in place. So it is imperative that these are set annually, quarterly, and reviewed for if you're on track or off track of your trajectory to make sure they're hit. And so there's many organizations who set one big annual goal, but don't really break this into smaller bits or set up mechanisms to measure success. And having that data and reading the data insights to plan your next move should be weighed just as importantly as having everything connected. And if you're struggling to find a solution to move your team in the right direction and stay in alignment, I highly recommend a company operating system like Vern Harnish's Scaling Up, which is a framework we use for our business, as well as running a tool like Align to run huddles, align goals, measure progress, and stay on track to the big picture or the big, hairy, audacious goal, your BHAG. I'll make sure to drop the links in the resources section for how to get started with these systems as well. Until the next time, thank you for listening to the Finding Business Happy podcast. Thank you for listening to Finding Business Happy with me, Janelle McGrath, the founder of MarketBeep. If you want a roadmap to finding and keeping your business happy, download our free guide now at marketveep.com/happy.